Welcome back to the Cure for the Common radio show. David Snow with you. A recent study from Britain found that the amount of bacteria on cell phones is not just the radiation, but bacteria, pathogenic bacteria on your cell phone, is more than is found on a door handle, the bottom of your shoe, or get this, even a toilet seat. So keep your cell phone as clean as possible. Maybe they could come up with a self-cleaning feature like they do ovens, I don't know. But anyway, we are joined by our guest in this segment of the show, Paul Fitzgerald. He is the founder of the Research Center for Wireless Technology and a graduate of the New Jersey Institute of Technology, and we welcome him to the KHNR microphones this morning. Good morning, Paul. How the hell are you?
I'm great. Thank you for that interesting fact about cell phone bacteria. That's one.
Yeah, there's another. There's some more ammunition for you.
Yeah, that's great.
Now I know that you target the radiation aspects of cell phones and some of the consequences that spell havoc with our health or can play havoc with the brain waves. And tell us exactly where we are today, because I know over the years there's been this story saying that, oh, yes, it does affect your brain, or there is measurable radiation that affects your the region of your head, and others say, you know, another report will come out, mainly by the cell phone industry, that says no, there's really no need to be concerned. So where are we at today?
Well, I actually love to start off with a study that was in 1993, because it catches up to where we are today, and that was by Dr. George Carlo, who the cell phone industry did the study and pulled the money together, 28 different companies, and they brought together $28.5 million. And picked out the public health scientist, Dr. George Carlo. And this spanned over 6 years. And in 1993, there was 15 million cell phone users. And by the end of the study, there was 80 million. What happened to start this whole study off was, on Larry King Live, Dave Raynard was suing the cell phone industry and was invited on his show because his wife had died of a tumor the same size and shape as a cell phone antenna.
Really? Huh.
So what that spiraled into was that money, you know, they acted quick. They said, we got this new invention. We want to make sure everybody's happy. Nobody worries. He started to do his research. Everything went fine for about 3 to 4 years because he was only studying the thermal heating aspects of what the cell phone emits. That's the...
Okay.
Go ahead.
And most people have felt that, right?
Yeah. When you're on a phone, what happens is you'll feel heat. And that's the thermal heating aspects, which in the U.S., it's 1.6 watts per kilogram. So what that is, and he in his studies actually, towards the end of it, showed that that was about double too much heat to be exposing our tissue to over a long period of time. Meaning, he said an hour, 60 minutes was too long to be exposing. Because they're doing, you have to figure, what are they doing these studies on? And that's Dr. Ole Johansson at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden.
Karolinska, yeah, in Sweden, right.
And he, you know, when I heard this, I was fully alarmed. What they did the studies on to prove the SAR, the specific absorption ratio of the heating effects of cell phones, was plastic dummy-filled fluid heads. That's how they have our standards.